Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to read you something before I bring on our guest, and our guest is going to be Melody Cederstrom today. This is coming from a local man. I've read some of his, these are his letters to the editors, and I get them before he sends them to the editor, and sometimes the editor prints them, and sometimes the editor doesn't print them. Ed is an interesting fella. He's a veteran, Vietnam War, served in the Navy. His wife is a registered nurse. She was a surgical nurse. They raised four kiddos, and they've got several grandchildren. I think I've got them beat, but they've got several grandchildren. And he wrote this, and I thought I would share this with you today because we are going through so much. And Melody and I have talked about how do you sort through what is true and what isn't true. So I'm just going to bring this to you. He says, "Dear editor, over a decade ago, there was a burglary at the alternative school that I administered. The California Police Department and I collected the culprits within hours. Charges were filed on two juveniles, not from this area. One had dropped a cell phone on the lawn in her retreat. She convinced her mother that she lost it while innocently taking a shortcut across the lawn at 3 a.m. Her juvenile officer contacted me and asked for advice on how to handle the interview. I reminded him that her mother would recognize her daughter's clothing items that I found in the house. When the mother lawyered up, as we knew she would, he would show her the evidence that he had in a bag and watch her reaction. He phoned me after the interview, and he was amazed at how quickly the demeanor of the mother changed when he showed her the contents of the bag. He told me that the mother turned to the daughter and shouted, 'You've been lying to me all along!' It's embarrassing when you believe the lie of someone you trust, and you find yourself on the wrong side of justice. The scriptures condemn lying in part because it robs the hearer of the ability to make sound decisions. The human race became a race of liars because Adam and Eve didn't examine the evidence before believing Satan's lie. Keep in mind that anyone can make a false accusation, but evidence illuminates the truth. The more evidence, the clearer the truth becomes. With all of the hot air coming out of Washington these days, it is difficult for some to tell who is lying. Many would give up trying out of frustration, but this is the wrong approach. Our freedom is much too important to give up the fight for truth and justice. We have servicemen who are serving time in prison for crimes that wouldn't hold a candle to those we know Hillary Clinton and others in our government have committed. It's time that we, the people, have justice. It's time that we examine the evidence, make a decision, and demand justice regardless of our party affiliation. Our pledge ends with liberty and justice for all," and he's got "for all" bolded. "When a judge raps the gavel and declares a sentence, this is justice. Justice has three pillars: punishment, protection of society, and deterrence of crime." And in bold he puts, "If we are to have justice for all, we need to, no, we must, examine the evidence, follow where it leads, and demand," and I repeat, and he all caps, "demand that justice be done. No one should be above the law, and no one should be embarrassed because they ignored the evidence and believed a lie." And he signs his name, and I will call him Ed. Melody, Ed has got the truth, doesn't he?
Well, he certainly does. Good morning.
Good morning, Melody. I'm sorry. I didn't say good morning. We'd already done that already. Melody Cederstrom is with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They sponsor the show. And, Melody, you and I have both talked about how hard it is to sort through the truth. And sometimes it is embarrassing when you've been lied to that you believe that. And he says nobody should be embarrassed about it. You just got to keep looking for the truth.
You know what's amazing? I asked someone, I had a discussion, and it just kind of sticks in my mind about lying and even murder and how things are viewed. And there has been created a gray. It's no longer black and white. A lie is a lie is a lie. Mm-hmm. But we softened. We make excuses for the lies. Oh, well, it's okay that you look good in those jeans, even though it's a lie. Those are acceptable.
You weren't telling me the truth, are you?
You know, and those have come to because they don't hurt someone's feelings. But I'll tell you what, I would sooner know that I would want to know the truth.
Yeah.
You know, just because someone didn't want to say the truth to avoid hurting my feelings. And we see this everywhere. And I, you know, someone says, well, everything in this world today is, it's not black and white. That's the problem. It should be black and white. And, you know, so we make excuses. And it makes it difficult to find the truth because all of these excuses have been made. It allows the distortion of truth. And again, a lot of it has been all propaganda to where they use it to, you know, they use a little bit of truth along with a little bit of lie to make people believe one way or another. Illusions are created. And they have governed this country for a very long time under those various disguises of truth. And so, and sometimes when you hunt for the truth, remember that movie, You Can't Handle the Truth?
Yes.
A lot of people can't.
No.
And
true.
So therefore they don't want to hear anything else except what they think is the truth. And so, you know, it's, and truth, even in history, when you go back, it's like, what is the truth in history? I was listening to a radio station one time where, and that's why gold is so important, because it is the truth. And I'm going to get back there, I promise you. But they're actually reviewing history to make changes, because they're saying, well, the people who did the history at that point in time, who wrote the stories, they were viewing it differently because of this reason and that reason. So if you look back in time, you know, it's not what they said it was. It was something totally different. And it's just like
even
creating
when,
lies.
Even when the truth is ugly, it still sets you free.
It sets
because
you free.
Because if you don't know that, you know, education, being educated about what's going on, and it is tough because we're being thrown all kinds of stories from both sides. And you've got to sort through the truth in all of it. You know, we kind of been laughing on the other show of Power Talks about the memos, because there's so many memos flying around. And we, you know, the Democrats got upset about the Republican memo, so they're putting out their own memo, only their memo is anything but bipartisan. At least the memo that the Republicans put out was just, of course, it was the facts they wanted you to see, but it was just facts. They didn't point any fingers at somebody, but the Democrats were pointing fingers at Trey Gowdy and Nunes as bad guys and you know, perpetrators of lies and blah, 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 instead of just giving facts. And you've got to sort through the truth. And just like in Ed's story, when the mother saw the young girl's garments, the truth was revealed. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We're going to talk a little bit, I think, about the stock market going up and down and up and down and up and down. And talk about how you can kind of find the truth in all that as well. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Remember, we're visiting with Melody with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can go to her website by DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, and we'll be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Moments from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Visiting with Melody Cederstrom. Melody, I'm working one-handed, and I'm having a terrible time with my earphones. I can't get them in the right place on my ears. They're driving me crazy. Anyway, that was one thing I hadn't counted on being a tough challenge with getting the earphones on. All right, enough of that. I've complained enough.
You have every right to complain. I can only imagine. Just remember, you're smarter than the cast. You're smarter than those headsets. You can do it.
My left-handed writing is much to be desired. I cannot cursive at all with the left hand, so I'm printing. And I always put the date and everything at the top of I use a yellow legal sheets, you know, and I mark for each... for each show. For Power Talks, I use a pink legal sheet. And I always put that across. And I was telling the producer my year 2018 looks like 2100 because my 8 is sideways. Well, anyway, we'll move on. She's a cripple. She can't do anything without her right arm. We're going to get it fixed. We're going to heal. We're going to get it fixed. I'm broke. So But so is the nation. The nation is broke, too. We'll just go right there. How's that? How was that for a lead-in? The stock market has been going up and down. It ended back up a little bit yesterday. And we talked about this some yesterday. We had Don Carriker on, who administers home loans, and he was trying to give everybody advice. And he advised them to diversify. And he said gold and silver was one good way to diversify. And he gave some other things. But I thought, yay, gold and silver. So let's talk about the stock markets, Melody.
Well, we've certainly had some volatility in the markets of late, to say the least, and I don't think that's going to change. And I think, you know, it's frustrating for people who own gold and silver, who believe in the product. It's also frustrating for me, but it's also optimistic because people can buy more gold at these lower prices. And I think everyone expects gold to react like a knee-jerk reaction to when the markets go down, particularly as strong as they were. And because of gold didn't react, I figured it would be a short-term correction in the market, but we still have a long way to go, and perhaps this is actually the beginning of, you know, the markets pulling back to some degree. So when you don't have something respond and when it should, at least more than what it did, that means the situation that's creating the reasons why it should respond is going to be temporary. And there were other things that just didn't react. So this was a bizarre. They blamed it on computer trading. They blamed it on shorts. They blame gold going down for margin calls. I mean, you know, it's right now it's the blame game that they're doing. The bottom line is, folks, you know, it's paper. Even, you know, what's his name? Carl Icahn. He used to be he's a billionaire. He used to be a buddy of Trump's. I don't know if he is anymore. He helped him out of, you know, he bought Trump's Atlantic City casino, you know, as Trump was getting into politics. But, you know, he says you can't invest in bubbles. It's a problem. And he says, and what we're experiencing is just a harbinger of things to come. Mm-hmm. And he says this is just basically the rumbling before the earthquake. Now, he talks about a long term for earthquakes, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. I don't think, you know, it's going to take this earthquake that long to hit, not in the financial condition that this country is in. So, you know, some of these markets can get a little boost from part of the economy that is healthier than what it was. But I don't look at the stock market as having strong fundamentals, because the fundamentals all come from debt. You know, the fundamentals all come from government and central bank stimulus. These are not fundamentals. And so, again, I think the weakness is there, and I think because they're not the strong fundamentals that they talk about, even with the new tax benefits, even with, you know, the benefits to the corporations, you know, they haven't really come into play yet. So how can you say that is a fundamental? It's optimism. It's hope. It's confidence. And confidence is a big player in the whole game. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. I know how it's going to play out. But Icahn finished up his statement saying that when you start using the stock market as a casino, that's a huge mistake. Well, the casino is... the stock market is a casino. And, heck, when you go to Vegas, at least you get a drink. You know, when you're sitting there gambling, they give you a free cocktail.
They give you a free cocktail and some peanuts.
Yeah. So when you lose your money, you don't feel so bad. But, you know, with the stock market. And I understand the optimism, and I understand the...
So when the memo came out last Friday, did that kind of destroy some of the confidence, or it's not like it was all of a sudden a realization that we're being run by a bunch of crooks up in D.C. It's not like it's, oh my gosh, it's not like it should be a surprise to the majority of the American people.
Well, I think there was was a lot of things. I think it was a combination of everything. You had Janet Yellen leaving and being replaced by Jerome Powell on Friday, and her last statement to the press was, yeah, the markets are overvalued. And we all know sometimes it's just what someone says. We saw it with Mnuchin when they were over in Davos. You know, he says, oh, you know, we want a weaker dollar. Next thing you know, the dollar is dropping like crazy. Mm-hmm. These are orchestrated markets also. I mean, if you believe the markets are rigged, you know, some of these markets are rigged at the time the statements are made, so they get the reaction that they want. And that's how you keep everybody baited. That's how you keep everybody's attention into these markets. So it might have been something, you know, with her going out and the new Fed coming in, it could have been a short-term confidence. It could just be people pulling out profits. It could have been there's new markets, these ETFs. I was reading there's been a lot of shorts on this volatility that really was, you know, maybe the culprits behind everything, particularly since we saw how the VIX index moved. I mean, 1 minute it's, you know, had a low of 8, and the next thing you know, it's 40, 50. So, I mean, not normal. So I think there could have been. We have folks, we're broke. We're bankrupt. They can't even do a spending bill. You know, they're kicking the can down the road. They got to address the debt ceiling. They're trying to push this spending bill for 2 years. You know, and that's what they usually do. But Trump is saying, no, you know, you do the immigration. I don't care if government shuts down. So, and I think when you view things from outside this country, yeah, you have countries that are not buying as much debt as they did. We had the 10-year yield way above the 260. It was 287, getting close to that 3 mark. It dropped 10 basis points. So, you know, that has a factor in everything. So, I don't know if there was one main trigger that did it.
It's just a combination of things. We have a caller. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you doing today?
I'm great. As far as the big banks go with the stock market, they lowered the standard on when they would sell out, and they did that on purpose to make Trump look bad.
Okay.
In other words, if it got down to a certain point, they would sell out. Oh. Well, they lowered that to sell out sooner.
And I think, too, you know, we even talked about it on the air, I think, last week about if you're in that, if you have a 401k or an IRA, you've got something in the stock market, and you see it's going up and up, and this might be a good time to take a little out and to diversify, you know, put it somewhere else and you know, not take it all out necessarily, but to take some of it out. And if that was the case, if everybody listened to me, you know, if they listened to us last week, maybe they did take some out and diversify a little bit. That might, you know, there's lots of things that it might have taken place, but I wouldn't doubt, too, Ray, that they're trying to make the president look bad. They try to do that every step of the way.
Well, we all figured, you know, they're going to hold the market together and dump it on Trump.
Oh, sure.
I mean,
sure.
You know.
Well, the going up, they've been given Obama credit for.
Yeah.
We're going into break. Ray, thank you. Ray, do you need to say something else? Do you need to hold on, Ray? If you got something else,
I'd like to. Okay.
Okay, hold on, hold on, because we're heading into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show. DGScoins.com is her website. Sign up for the newsletter, DGScoins.com. Give her a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188. Or right here, right now, you can ask her questions on air. 877-895-5410. Melody, Beth Ann, and Ray will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. As we went into the break, Ray was trying to make another point, and the music was cutting us off. Ray, I apologize for that. We just have to take those breaks.
Oh, that's okay. I'm a patient man.
Okay.
it's funny because when the stock market goes up, it's Obama's deal, and when it goes down, it's Trump's problem.
Well, Obama played that game too. You know, for almost nearly the full 8 years, everything that went bad was Bush's fault. So they all play that game.
Oh yeah. Well, anyway, I'll let you go.
Okay, all right. I appreciate it.
You have a great day.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Bye.
You know, it is amazing what the excuses that D.C. will give. It'll be everything except holding themselves responsible one way or the other. And right now they're not going to give President Donald Trump any credit for anything. And we know he's done some good things, and we know that you know, he's not a perfect man. We're not going to even, you know, go that direction. But he has done some good things, some positive things. And I do think he wants to do what's right for America. I don't necessarily agree with everything. But this thing of shutting the government down, he's going to look like the bad guy on that. But I think he was right to call their bluff, because that's what they were after. And, you know, as I mentioned to you earlier on Power Talks, John McCain was holding the military hostage. He was sitting there, oh, this is the best thing we can do. We've got to pass this. And, of course, he put a bill forth, immigration bill, that was everything the opposite of what the president said he wanted from them. Now, how long has he given them to make up their minds on this DACA? And he told them exactly what he wanted. He told them to get to work and get to it. How long has that been? And they have done nothing yet except the opposite of what the president wants, and thrown out lots of distractions. Both sides.
Well, there certainly are a lot of distractions, and if anybody deserves credit for the stock market, it's the Federal Reserve. The central banks and the Federal Reserve, world central banks, working in concert to uplift these markets with stimulus, hoping to jumpstart the economies. And so without their, you know, and that's something else, too. There's discussions that there was, you know, that they're going to be pulling back Japan and Europe, and they're going to be pulling back the stimulus and so forth. But they can't, because there is no economy to support these levels of the stock market. That's the problem. The stock market isn't supported by any economy. It's supported by quantitative easing. Period. That's it. And but the large majority of it. And by, you know, risky financial programs they create to pull people's money in, and then it goes bad. You know, and that's what they're talking about. You know, there's been a lot of investments into these volatility programs, with no hindsight as far as, you know, how they're going to perform, you know, and so forth. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes is that one little crack. Or, I mean, they've done it before, and that's what they do. They create these programs. They pull in the suckers with their money. And the next thing you know, then they go short the market, and then you have a sector that collapses. And then in the meantime, as that sector's collapsing, you have the domino effect. And that was probably part of it, too. I mean, you had a lot of things going on. You had Bitcoin collapsing last week. You had the 10-year bond, the yield, not the bond, but you had the 10-year yield, you know, 287. I mean, it can't sustain this. The market is not going to remain. It can't be sustained with yields that high, period. Fact of life. So if you want to be a predictor of the markets, just follow the 10-year yield. That's all you have to do. And so I think this is all why we saw gold going higher. We saw the dollar getting a little weaker. And but this was going to be a short-term correction, if that's what you want to call it. And I believe it's the beginning of a much larger correction. Because as much as I, you know, appreciate the tax cuts and so forth, I'm in the camp that I think our debt is just too big to be paid. We can't pay it. It would take too long in order for things to actually build that tax base, in order to even attempt to pay down the debt, and it's just not going to work.
You know, I saw an article, and all I saw, I didn't have time to read it. It was before I went on air with you on Power Talks, before we went on air, and it's from Fee. And the title, just the article title, said that the stock market going down is an adjustment that we need. And so they were looking at it as a positive thing, that it's going down. And, it's kind of scary that it was going up, 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 up with no reasoning behind it. And, of course, you know, they were claiming that it's, you know, it's the adjustment that we need. Anyway, that's... you know, they're always playing with the stock market. They're always, and so I just think that the American people need to, you know, and you think you've got the money in there a little extra, take it out and invest it. Invest it in gold and silver, or do something else with it, you know?
And that's the problem. People don't protect what they have. They ride it. They're true gamblers.
Well, they they're told to do that.
Not
by
their
you,
money,
but
folks can do. They control their money. And yes, they are told to do that. There are, and there's penalties if you pull your money out and so forth. And I relay this story all the time. I can't tell you how many people have told me over the years, I don't want to pull out my money because it's going to be a 30% penalty in tax. Yeah, I know I have stand to lose 70 or 80%, but I don't want to pay that, 30%. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what logic is that? You personally believe that you can, or not can, but will, you're risking 80% of your money because you don't want to pay a 30% penalty. And then you wait, and you're going to lose it anyway. So, and people don't understand, they don't have to pull everything out. But pull enough out to protect what you have in there. That really is the smart thing to do. You're controlling it. People are only going to tell your financial planners and everything, and God bless them. I mean, they're told to do what from their bosses. And they all have the same script. They all have the same script. Different investments maybe, but the same script. And, it is about their performance. It's not about your performance. Or they would tell you to protect your financial investment. They would tell you to diversify, and they don't.
We have another caller from Illinois. Illinois is well represented today. We have Jim. He wants to give a shout-out for the Federal Reserve, don't you, Jim? How you doing?
No.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
No, I don't. Federal Reserve is a central bank. It shouldn't be here.
Nope, it shouldn't.
It was never meant to. It was never meant to be. The founding fathers warned us against central banks.
Mm-hmm.
This debt, that's not our debt. That's not my debt. They've squandered our money every chance they've gotten, and let them pay it. I don't want to pay it. I think we should walk away from that debt.
Yeah.
I said that before, too. What would happen?
I agree.
Walk away and say, you know what? We ain't paying it.
We ain't paying it. I agree.
I think it was Iceland or Greenland did that. They actually said, no, we're not paying it.
Well, agreed. And, they're beginning to have problems once again, too, because, once they wipe the slate clean, they don't do what's needed to keep it clean.
They repeat the same mistake.
Yeah.
They like to pad their pockets.
Well, you've got a lot of padding going on up there in D.C., and I think we need to put them all in padded rooms. Thank you, Jim.
And Wall Street.
Absolutely, Wall Street.
Thank you,
Jim. I appreciate the call. We're headed into another break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Melody and Beth Ann. Plus with Melody and Beth Ann. Melody with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I've got my shows mixed up, Melody. The number to call is 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do.
Mm-hmm.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Melody Ray is back from Illinois. He wanted to make one more comment on the banks. Make it quick, Ray.
Yes, just on the stock market, Beth Ann.
Okay.
I have a friend that's in the stock market, and she's got $40,000 invested into it. In 15 years, I asked her, I said, well, how much have you made? Less than $2,000. And I said, is it really worth it? I told her to take it out and put it in gold.
Good
gold and silver. But she, yeah, she doesn't want to listen. She doesn't think. I told her, I said, if the stock market goes belly up, you're going to get nothing.
Very true.
I said, with the gold and silver, you at least have it in your hand. You can touch it.
Yeah.
Did you give her my phone number, Ray?
I most certainly did.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
But she doesn't even have to take it all out. She could just take some of it out. She doesn't even have to do it all. She just needs to diversify.
Half of it out.
You know.
She took half of it out.
Yeah.
You know,
well, she's not from the United States. She's from Ireland. She moved here. She has family. She's divorced. And anyway, and I told her, I said, don't even touch that. I mean, go with the gold and silver. But she's Irish and she's stubborn.
Well, they tend to be that way, but I don't think they've got a monopoly on it. There's a lot of people that are stubborn.
Oh, no. No, I'm a stubborn Polack.
And I'm a stubborn Italian-German.
I don't know what I am, but they say I'm stubborn. But I'm supposed to be.
Female.
I am the melting pot. I am French, Irish, Scotch, Indian, English, and German, so I got it all, I guess.
Well, you know, Ray, you may.
Yeah, I am.
You made a very good point, Ray. A lot of people, they haven't made that much on their finances. They haven't made that much in the stock market. You know, you're only going to make a lot if you happen to be in the, you know, the one item that goes up crazily. And most of your financial planners, I mean, nobody has a crystal ball. So they really don't fare that well. And they have been conditioned to believe now, particularly after 2008, that if it goes down, it's just going to come right back. But I hate to tell folks, this time it goes down, there's no coming back. There's no coming back.
That's what I've been trying to tell her, but as I said, she won't listen to me.
You know, they got to lose. I think from previous experience, they've got to lose probably, you know, when that thing, when her 40,000 drops to 25,000, or maybe, maybe she'll lose, then she'll decide to buy gold. So.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's
well,
just human nature.
She'd be better off. She'd be better off taking the money and putting it in a house or something. I mean, come on, really?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Invest. You know, Don was saying that yesterday too. Invested in realty. Invested in gold. Invested in, you know, silver. He was, you know, telling everybody they need to diversify. Don't leave it all in one spot. You know, it's kind of like that, that basket of eggs. If you drop it, you lose all your eggs. So. Anyway.
Well, see, that money that you got, that was when her husband and her got divorced, they sold off their business, and that was her portion of the business.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see where she's scared, especially, you know, if you...
It is scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
And that's what's important about educating, and it's really important. It's a big step because you're going against the stream. You're going against the herd. The herd mentality is stay invested in the stock market. And it's hard to go against that. She has family, she has friends that are telling her, oh, you don't want to do that, you don't want to do that. And then you're the lone wolf who really knows what's going on, saying, yeah, you really do need to protect it. And she's going to allow all the other influences keep her where she's at. And it's so important. People just have to make decisions on their own. And it's difficult. That's why you have to be so informed. And that's why I always try to look at these. You know, we talk about the tax cuts. Hey, I could sit here all day long and say, hey, it's great. It's going to turn things around. Our economy is going to be great, blah, 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 blah. But I try to, you know, read between the lines. I try to, you know, see how, what has to happen in order for things to work. And I don't see it happening. You know, I just don't see it happening. We are in a place that... Such an illusion has been created. And God bless Trump for trying. You know, he's doing the things that in normal times, like Reagan times, probably would have worked. But it's not going to work today. And, you know, we might see, you know, some of it work, maybe a year worth or something like that. But yesterday, the U.S. trade deficit is wider than any month or year since 2008. So again, something is going back to the Great Recession. And the two biggest countries is China and Mexico. And yeah, we're trying to work on that. But in the meantime, we have the widest deficit than any month or year since 2008.
Ray, I'm going to let you go. We've got one more caller, Melody, and I hate to bring him on, but he hasn't called in a long time, and I want to bring him on. Mike from Virginia. Mike, can you make it real quick because we're about out of time.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Polack, and that's throw me into the Polack, Southern Polack. I'm a Northern Polack. Anyway, my girlfriend is as stubborn as his girlfriend when it comes to that. She got about 100 grand invested in the stock market. And I look at her so-called gains every year, and it's a joke. I told her she collect beer cans and get the aluminum pricing more than that, you know what I mean?
Right.
And but the biggest problem she's worried about is pulling any amount of out, whether it's 10 grand, 20, 30, whatever. And paying the big,
penalty?
Cyrus.
Okay.
Yeah, the penalty, you know, the 30%. You know,
yeah, they'd sooner lose, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But as I told her, I would rather pay the 30% tax and penalty than lose everything.
Yep.
I mean, that's why I look at it. That's why I told you, you got about 100 grand. Hey, take 25, 30 grand out. Buy, call Melanie.
Yep.
You know, throw in, silver, gold, platinum, palladium, whatever, you know, precious metals, and hold on to the physical metal. Because if the stock market does take a tank and you lose the other 70 grand, that 25 grand is going to quadruple.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, Mike, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Could be me, but I'm having a little trouble hearing you, and we're just about out of time. Melody, I don't know if you have a package or anything today, but we're down to about 35 seconds, so I want
to
give
you... We're selling 1 ounce American Gold Buffaloes, $50 over spot. It's a really good price.
Okay.
That's 1 ounce American Gold Buffaloes, 24 carat, $50 over spot. We also have some 1 ounce Silver Eagles, $260 over spot if you buy 20 or more, and so we got some good prices on both of them. The buffaloes are limited, so it's a great price on your on those 1 ounce gold coins. And we also have some 1/10 ounce fractional pieces too at a really good price.
Oh, awesome. So, I'm going to give the number. You need to call Melody as soon as we go off the air here. 1-800-375-4188. And let me say, if your friends and your girlfriends are scared, you need to be doing this for them, not necessarily in their money, but you need to be prepared. And so I know that you're trying. So 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Melody, thank you so much. You'll be back
thank
in 2 weeks.
Thank you
so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
You can hear us on Power Talks every day, Monday through Friday, on shortwave on 7490. And the hour before CST Talk Radio on shortwave. And Melody, thank you again. It takes every single one of us, these people, trying to encourage their friends to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.